This moment. Maybe more like a lava lamp than we tend to imagine. The blooming and collapsing. Of thought and feeling. Of image and sound. Of mood and view. Nothing locked in. Only identification with thinking creates the illusion of stasis. This thing we call my life. It's a kind of abstraction that we can put down. Body in the posture, mind in the body, relaxation in the mind. much of our thought functions a little like exhaust coming off the engine of feeling, of affect in the body. Balance and arousal. And so we bathe our feeling in awareness, and patience, quite innocent, natural, but words are copes. Bathe our, the circuits of feeling of our body, awareness. Begin to bring some measure of soothing into our system. Like a tightly bound wire unfurling the openness of awareness. sounds and memories and knee pain and longing, all of this stimulates us. And forever we've been molded and shaped by all that stimulation. Here we just open our heart to the impacts of samsara. Knowing that the winds of feeling will blow, maybe buffet us. But there is nothing to be blown over inside of us. So we breathe into the intensity. Perhaps sensing the way it needs the fabric of our own being, softens something in us. in this moment, we're not trying to change the world, but be changed by it. A certain kind of faith or confidence that this posture of receptivity, patience, sensitivity, helps us feel our way through this moment. Helps us digest the intensities that otherwise freeze into stories about self and other. Sometimes, kind of byproduct of this equanimity, this patient, open awareness, meeting the intensity of life, of our nervous system, Sometimes the byproduct is tranquility, peace. And sometimes when equanimity meets intensity, the byproduct is love. To meet the intensity of our life in an undefended way. Leads us into appreciation of the poignancy of life. The necessity of love. Sometimes it's a kind of big, energetic, effervescent love. Sometimes very quiet. Quiet, like the tiniest, maybe not even discernible smile. Although maybe too grand a proclamation for my taste personally, quite easy to see why some say the nature of awareness is love. The utter incompatibility of violence towards self, other, and awareness. Wisdom so rigorously honest, appreciation, the human condition, what it's like to be human, to live and die, and love is really the only tenable response to that wisdom. We don't give up on greed and hatred because we should. But because they don't work. You know, they don't work. They maybe discharge some energy, the intensity in a moment. But they don't really work. But our ambivalence with relation to clinging, to grasping and aversion, that's a lifelong relationship. The ambivalence we have, the redemptive hopes we have about clinging. Student asked Ajahn Chah once, you know, something about letting go or something. And Ajahn Chah says something. The student says, yeah, no, I know clinging brings suffering. And Ajahn Chah was like, do you know that? Do you? Do we know that? How many millions of times must we learn? In this process of releasing, discharging the energy of clinging, the necessity, of love becomes clearer. What shape that love takes, you know. Sometimes kindness or joy or compassion or something. You sort of find your way. But the awareness practice is never more than a stone's throw from love. And there's nothing that needs love more than the sense of helplessness.